bring it. These talk about the chayvah, because if you tell me there's a chayv to bring it, taste it Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, there should be a chayv to bring it. Like if you tell me that the korban Pesach needs the korban chagiga with it, so just like Pesach is there on Shabbos, why shouldn't the chagiga be there on Shabbos? For taste it b'mruva, for taste it b'tuma, or b'muet. No matter what matzav there is, you should have a chayv to bring it. So if Gemara, so that's a raya, there's no chayv to bring it. Just if you want, you could bring it. When is that? Uvamuit. When you have a little bit of meat, then you bring it. Uvamuit meal my time asya. Why do you bring it when you see you have 100 people on the small animal for the Korban Pesach? So everybody won't get a big portion. Then there's an inyan to bring Korban Chagiga. Why? Kiratanya. Chagiga boma Pesach. Nechelas chila. In the case when you bring a Korban Chagiga on Erev Pesach, at night you're supposed to first satisfy yourself with the meat from the Chagiga. Kidei shiye Pesach nechelal seiva. Today that we eat the Korban Pesach when we're already satisfied. That's why we eat the Afikoyman, Zechel Korban Pesach, we eat at the end of the meal. When we're already satisfied, that's when we eat the Korban, the Afikoyman, L'shem Korban Pesach. Because that's the way they ate the meat of the Korban Pesach. Allah save it when you're already satisfied. So in such a case, when you're not going to have enough meat to satisfy yourself on the Korban Pesach itself, so then we say, make sure you have a Korban Chagiga with you also, that's the Shlomim, that the Bailim is allowed to eat the meat, and satisfy yourself with that meat, and then you go weiter. So the Gemara of Nechelis L'Shnei Yama, Mishnah says that this Chagiga is like a Shlomim. The Gemara of Masnissim like a Ben Taima. Our Mishnah does not go like Ben Taima. The Tanya Ben Taima Reima, Chagiga Aboma Pesach, he holds, on Erev Pesach, if you bring a Korban Chagiga, the Shlomim, Harei Kepesach, it has the same Aloch as like a Korban Pesach. What does that mean? V'ein Nechelis L'Yom B'Layla. You could only eat it for that day, Erev Pesach, that night, not more. The chagigas chamish osam, mashenka the korban chagiga that you bring on the yomtiv, on the first day Pesach, as the korban yomtiv, that's a regular shlomim. There is moida, necheles l'shna yomim v'lai lechad. You could eat it for 2 days and night in between. Mashenka the chagigas arim b'osam, the chagigas you bring on Erev Pesach, yoytze bo mishum simcha. You could be yoytze mishum simchas yomtiv, if you eat that meat, you mekai mitzvah simchas yomtiv, v'yen yoytze bo mishum chagiga. But you're not yoytze mishum chagiga. The korban chagiga is a chayiv to bring on Pesach, and you can't bring that on Erev Pesach. The more of my time of the Ben Taima, why does Ben Taima say that this chagiga you bring on Erev Pesach has the same halacha like the korban Pesach? You can only eat it for 1 day and 1 night. And the Gemara, kedamasni Rav Chiya lebrei, like Rav Chiya taught his son, that Ben Taima holds as a hekish. The pasuk says, v'lo yolin laboike zevach chag ha-pesach. It says, zevach, what does that mean? Zevach chag zechagiga. And a pesach kamashmo. The pasuk says, you can't leave over to the night, the next morning, chag ha-pesach, and it says, zevach chag ha-pesach. What's the extra lotion, zevach chag? Chag means the chagiga, and pesach means the korban pesach. So there's a hekish here, they both have the same halachas. Gom rachmona, lo yolin. You can't leave over both of them at the same time. So just like a korban pesach, you only allowed to eat that night, and not the next morning, who are din the chagiga and arba also has a din like korban pesach. You could only eat it that day and that night, and not the next morning. The next morning, if it has a psul, nicer. All right. Soon the Gemara is going to bring raya that ben tei mold is mamash hekish. You have to eat the chagiga sleeve, and you can't break the bones, and you have to eat it at night. All right. We'll see the Gemara tomorrow. We'll stop here.
Just so we're talking about before in the last Omid, that according to Rabbi Loza, what's the difference? How come that a Tomei Mace on Shvi Shaloi is called Chozi for Korban Pesach? Mashenkein in Oral is not cool. So Toys says the Kasha I see, and Toys says in Oral, since it's such a Mechusa Maisa, such a big thing to fix himself to make the Bris Milam, therefore is considered Shaloi Li Oichlov, and therefore he can't bring a Korban right now. Therefore, he has a chiyuv to be misakin himself first to make the bris milam, and if he doesn't do that, he has a chiyuv koros. Vashenkin a tamei meis, since he's not mechusa such a big meis, he's not called shloi loichlov. Therefore, he could bring a korban the way he is right now. All right, we'll stop here. Now, fine. We'll start again from the two dots. It says what the Mishnah says that the korban chagiga, that is nechelas l'shnei yomim. The chagiga that you bring on Erev Pesach, that could be eaten for 2 days and 1 night. So that's a regular din like a shlomim. So the Mishnah Gemara says, Masnisin the loike ben tema. Our Mishnah goes not like ben tema. Tetanya ben tema roimer. Chagiga haboim ha-pesach. On Erev Pesach, if you bring a korban chagiga, like we have in the Mishnah, you bring it because you don't have enough meat from the korban Pesach. If you want to have more meat to eat at night time, so you bring a korban chagiga by day.
So this korban chagigi you bring on erev Pesach, ben tema holds harehi kepesach. It has the same halacha like a korban Pesach. That means v'yena nechelas el liyoyim v'layla. You can only eat it one day and one night. That's all. Not like our Mishnah says it's like a shlomim 2 days and a night in between, but rather only the day and the night. V'chagigas chamishosa ma'ashenke and the korban chagigi you bring on Yom Tov. The next day on Yom Tov Pesach, that's a regular shlomim. That is nechelas l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. You can eat it for 2 days and one night in between. That's the loch of a korban shlomim. V'chagigas arba osa. But let's say now on Erev Pesach, when you bring this chagiga, is yoytze bo mishum simcha. You should know this meat, you could be yoytze mishum simchas yomtif. Hey, so on the case Rashi says, that you did not shech, that you didn't bring the korban on Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, you were makdish, you took an animal and said, harezu lechagigas arbosam. But then it came out for some reason you decided not to bring the animal. And you first brought it on yomtif itself. So the locher is yoytze bo mishum simcha. If you eat the meat on yomtif, you could be mekayim the mitzvah, but some after bechadechom, ashal me simcha, you could be mekayim. The ein yoytze bo mishum chagiga, but that the person has a chiyuv to bring a korban chagiga on the first day Yom Tov, you cannot be mekayim yochayiv with this korban, because the klal is whenever you have a chiyuv to bring a korban, the animal has to be chulim, has to be a plain animal, and now you makdish this animal for your korban. But here you makdish this animal yesterday for the chagiga of Erev Pesach. And then you change the mind, you don't want to use it. But it's already chal, the animal has kedusha on it. So when it comes tomorrow on Yom Tov, you cannot be yaitzi yachayiv of a shal mechagigam with that animal. Because that animal was kaddish from yesterday. So you have to bring another behemoth, another animal, for the korban chagiga of Yom Tov. But the mitzvah, simchas Yom Tov, that Rashi says, the pasuk says, v'somachto, and l'rabes kol mine simcha. Any type of meat of an animal, the kotchim you eat, you're makayim. And the Sefer even says, yocholach b'yoifis umnachas, maybe even if you bring an oif for a korban, or you bring a mincha, talmulayim, the post says, no, b'chagechom. Mi shechagiga bo mehen. It has to be such a piece of meat that a korban chagiga comes from, which means animals. Yotzu oifis, but birds, you can't be makayim mitzvah simchas yamtif with a bird that was a korban. Mikan omru, from here, the Sefer says, Yisrael yaitzim dechavosan b'nedorim nedovis, that the meat you eat on Yom Tov, even if the meat is from a korban nedovon or neder, even though it's not like a chayif, it's not brought for shalmei simcha, it was an animal, a korban brought for a different purpose, still you makayim mitzvah simchas Yom Tov. Al fagav shemechuyiv yaimadu, because even though on Yom Tov there's an inyan to bring a shalmei simcha just means you're supposed to have meat teed on Yom Tov. You have to be makayim the mitzvah v'samachta b'chagechom. So any time you have meat of kotchim, you can mekayim that mitzvah. Mashenke in the mitzvah of chagigam, that is the mitzvah on Yom Tov to bring a shalmei chagigam, that's the chayv to bring the korban, shalmei chagigam. So here, if you have this animal that was kodesh yesterday for the chagigas yudalid, you cannot use it for the chagigas of Yom Tov on Tezvav. So this is all Ben Taima saying this. Now the Gemara explains, my time of the Ben Taima, what's his svara? Why does he say that the chagig you bring on Erev Pesach has the same halacha like the korban Pesach? You could only eat it one day and one night. And the Gemara kidemasni Rav l'chiyah brei, like Rav taught his son chiyah. The pasuk says v'lo yolin la'boike zevach chag haPesach. By korban Pesach it says you're not allowed to leave over the meat till the next morning. Okay, so you have to eat the whole korban Pesach the night. On Leil Pesach you have to eat the whole behemah, and you can't leave it over till the next day. Now the pasuk says, "V'loyolin laboiker zevach chag haPesach." A few extra words. It should have said, "Loyolin laboiker haPesach." What does that have to say, "Zevach chag"? What's these extra 2 words, "Zevach chag haPesach"? The shechting for the chag, for the Yom Tov of Pesach. So we dashim, "Zevach chag zechagiga." That's going on this korban chagiga that you bring on Erev Pesach, and haPesach kemashmo, the korban Pesach itself. The Yom Rachmon, the Torah says on both of these 2 korbanos. The chagigu you brought today, and the korban pesach you brought today, lo yolim, the same halach, you're not allowed to leave it over to the next morning. So that's how he knows this pasuk is saying, the korban chagigu that you bring on Erev Pesach, it's not like a regular shlomim, you could eat it 2 days, but rather it has a halach like the korban pesach, only that night, the day and the night. But the next morning you're ready, it's nice, so you have to burn it. That's ben teima the halacha. Now for the gemara, boy elihu, le ben teima, according to ben teima, Necheles tzli, or yena necheles tzli. According to Ben Taim, on Erev Pesach, you bring a korban Pesach, and you realize now you have 100 people on this one korban, there's not going to be enough meat for everybody to be satisfied. So the din is, you're supposed to bring a chagiga also, another shlomim, on Erev Pesach. Is the din of this korban shlom, this chagiga, that you have to eat the meat roasted, just like you have to eat the korban Pesach? What's the shayla? Ki akshir rachmon lepesach. When does the pasuk say here, zevach chag ha-pesach, that Ben Tema says chag means the korban chagiga? Maybe that's only lelina, that you can't leave it overnight like a korban Pesach. You have to eat it that night. But maybe aval itzli light. But maybe you don't have to badafka roast the meat. If you want to, you could cook the meat. Only a korban Pesach, the Torah says, is a mitzvah tzli badafka to roast it. But maybe the meat of chagiga, you don't have to have tzli. Oy dilma, maybe not. Leishna, maybe no. Maybe according to Ben Tema, it's a good gzera shava, that all the dino of korban Pesach apply to this chagiga. You also badafka have to eat the meat roasted. Toshima, come and bring your raya. We say later Mishnah, in the Mishnah's Haggad, it said, Halayla hazeh kula tzli. We say Halayla hazeh kula mora. But in time of the Gemara, they said, Halayla hazeh kula tzli. Everything they ate Pesach b'night was only roasted meat. The Yomar al-Chizdeh said, Zu divrei ben tema. That the Chiddush in the Mishnah later even goes according to Ben Tema. That, hey, if it's only going on the Korban Pesach, sheet of the Korban Pesach has to only be tzli. So what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? So the Mishnah is going according to Ben Tema, that even the Chagiga that you eat at night, by Pesach by night, also has to be tzli. Shema Mina, you see clearly, according to Ben Tema, it's a good gzeir shavam, that the din of the Chagiga on Erev Pesach also has the din tzli, only roasted, you're not allowed to eat it cooked. Iboilu, I can ask you another question now. The Ben Tema, according to Ben Tema, bo min ha-boker, or yena bo min ha-boker. Hey, this Chagiga, this Korban Shlomim, that you bring on Erev Pesach, could it be brought from cattle or not? What's the shayla? On who adin? Bo min anakevis or yena bo min anakevis? Could it be brought from an akeva, from a female, or not? Who adin? The shayla is bo bashtei shonim or yena bo bashtei shonim? Could it be 2 year old or not? The halacha is a korban pesach is dafka from tzoin, either a lamb or a goat, and it only has to be a zocher, and it can only be the first year old. Once it's more than a year old, it can't be brought for korban pesach. You can't bring in a cave for a korban pesach, and you can't bring a bucket for a korban pesach. Mashenka in a regular shlomim, you can bring from anything. You can bring it from a bucket, you can bring it from an akeva, you can bring it even 2-3 years old. So the shaila is, this chagiga that you bring in Erev Pesach, what does it have to come from? Ki akshir rachmon la pesach, when do we say the pasuk says it has the same dinim like a korban pesach? I'll tell you, lemidi diachila, only in a gate eating it. Like, how long can you eat it? Only that night. How do you eat it? Only roasted. But maybe if all other halachas, from what it comes, maybe the chagiga is like a regular shlomim. It can be brought from a bokor, from a nekeva, from ben shtei shonim. Or duma, maybe no, loishna, there's no difference. According to Ben Tema, it's a good gzera shava. The same way a korban pesach is only a zocher, only tzoin, only 1 year old, who are this chagiga has to be the same halacha. Toshima, come and bring your raya. Chagiga haboi ma pesach. This korban chagiga that you bring on Erev Pesach with the korban Pesach, if you're not going to have enough meat for the korban Pesach, hareika Pesach, it has the same halacha like a korban Pesach. What does that mean? Bo min atzoin, you have to bring it from sheep. Ve'ena bo min abokir, it doesn't come from cattle. Bo min aschorim, it only can be a male. Ve'ena bo min akevis, can't be a female. Bo bashnosa, it has to be only the first year old. Ve'ena bo bashteshonim, once it's more than 1 year old, just like it's possible for Korban Pesach, who then is possible is Korban Chagiga. V'yena necheles elu liyoyim v'layla. You could only eat this Chagiga today and tonight. V'yena necheles elu tzli. It could only be eaten roasted. V'yena necheles elu lemuyav. It could only be eaten also for people that were menuyav, that were counted on this Korban from before the Shechita. Mamash like a Korban Pesach. That you could only eat the Korban Pesach if you owned it before the Shechita. You were menuyav, you were appointed upon it. So this Chagiga has the same halacha. So the Mara says now, Man Shamadle, who do we hear that said this Svara? The Isle that holds like this, High Svara, is Ben Tema. Ben Tema was the one that said that we dash in the Pesach Chag, Zevach Chag HaPesach, that Zevach Chag means even the Korban Chagiga, has the same halacha like the Korban Pesach. So you see, Shema Mina, Kula Milsabinim. Shema Mina, you see clearly, according to Ben Tema, Mamash Hekish, all the dinim of the Korban Pesach apply to this Korban Chagiga. It has to mamish be a zochor, only tzoin, and only 1 year old, not more. All the halachas apply. But the Mori Boilu, I'll let you know the question though. Le Ben Tema, according to Ben Tema, that has this Hekish, that this chagigi you bring on Erev Pesach has the same halacha like a korban Pesach. Yesh bo mishum shviras etzim, or yein boy, or ein bo mishum shviras etzim. We know on the korban Pesach itself, there's a law not to break any bones. And when you're eating the meat of the korban Pesach, you have a bone there, you're not allowed to break any bone. There's a law not to break any bone of the korban Pesach, but shash you're eating the meat, for any time of the korban. You can't break the bones. What about this chagiga? Are you allowed to break the bones or not? So what's the shaluchur? I should say for sure not. Because you see, you make the gzera shabbos, all the dinim. So Gemara explains, even though the Torah says, chag zevach ha-pesach, that chagiga has the same look like a korban Pesach, on my cross, still the pasuk says, boy. It says by shrius etzem, you can't break the bone, boy. So we dash in boy, v'loy b'chagiga. Maybe there's only a lav in the korban Pesach itself, there's a lav not to break the bone of a korban Pesach. Because that's what the pasuk says, boy. Only in the korban Pesach, not in the chagiga. In the chagiga, you're allowed to break the bone. Oy dilmano, hi boy, that the Torah says boy, there's only an issa not to break the bone, boy, of a korban Pesach. It means like this. The kosh of leib apostle. It only means of a korban Pesach, that's a kosher korban. But let's say b'shash shchita or later, the kohen has the raw machshavis. B'shash shchita sa Pesach, he has a machshava for shino kodesh, that the Pesach becomes posel, then there's no lav of breaking the bone. There's only a lav not to break the bone of a kosher korban. But it could be who do you, that's what it comes for. But it could be who are din is korban chagigam. Since it's a hekesh to the din Pesach, if it's a kosher chagigam, maybe there's a lav not to break the bone also. That's Gemara Shaila, or maybe not. Maybe when the Torah says boy, it means only in the korban Pesach, and not in this korban chagigam. So that's the Shaila. According to Ben Tema, are you allowed to break the bone of this korban chagiga? So Mor says, Toshima, come in here, I'll bring you raya. Is aloha sakin a knife? Shenim says barabosa. If you find a knife on the floor on Erev Pesach, you're going up to the base of Migdash, you want to bring a korban Pesach, you need knives to make the shita. So if you find a knife on the floor, the din is, you have a right to say it's a Toradika knife. That if it was Tomei for sure, the owner of the knife took it to the mikveh yesterday, because everybody knows tomorrow on Erev Pesach you have to shech your korban Pesach. So any knife you find on the floor, you have a right to say for sure it's Torah. Is alocha shechet bo miyad. You're allowed to use it and make a shechita with it right away. The Rashi says shechet bo tischo miyad. You can shech it right away. V'yein tzorach latvila. You don't have to be teufel. Zeha moitzu, the one that finds it. Why? The mistoma tvilu by leon. Because minastam, the bailim, if it was Tomei, put it into the mikveh yesterday. In the Tmo Haitzatvila b'shlosh osam, on the 13th day. Kedei she'era shemesh, because Allah riz, you have to toivlet, and then wait to use it for kodshim until it comes the night time. Therefore, in order to be able to use it on Erev Pesach, you would have had to put it into the mikveh on Yud Gimel, then that night it becomes Torah, so the next day on Yud Dalid you could use it. So stam a person, if he knows his knife is Tomei, for sure he was totally put into the mikvah on Yud Gimel. So if you find a knife now on Yud Dalid, for sure you could use it. What about the Shloish Oser? Let's say you find the knife in the floor on the Yud Gimel Benisin, 2 days before Pesach, then Fakir, then Shoyne or Matfil. You have to table it first. Before you use it, you have to table it a second time. Because you have to be afraid maybe the owner knew it was Tomei, and he was about to take it today to the mikvah, because he didn't get to the mikvah yet. So you find it on Yud Gimel by the daytime, you have to be afraid maybe the Baal didn't put it in the mikvah. So if you want to use this knife tomorrow for your Korban Pesach, you have to table it first. Aye, how can you use it? So either you have to say it's something that doesn't have a simon on it, so Lach Rish, you're allowed to keep it, or else maybe there's an ansadi that the Baal wouldn't be makvah for you to use it, since it's a mitzvah b'shaita to make the Korban Pesach, maybe it's an ansadi the Baal will give you a shush to use it. Or else you have to say it's a knife that doesn't have a simon on it, so as Yish Lemidash, you're allowed to keep it. So it's only a shal is a tummy or not. So it depends when you find it. You find it on Erev Pesach, for sure the owner put it into the mikveh yesterday. If you find it on Yud Gimel, you have to be afraid maybe you didn't do it. What about kupitz? Let's say you find this is a big knife that you use for chopping up bones. This is not a knife you use for shechting, rather like a hatchet. You use kupitz with a hatchet. That means a butcher's knife that he uses to hack the back, bang the bones. What about a kupitz? The locher is, bein bozer, shein no matzkom. Whether you find it on the floor Erev Pesach, or whether you find it on the floor Yud Gimel Benisin, you have to be afraid maybe it's Tomei, and maybe the Bailin did not put it into the mikvah. So if you want to use it now, you have to be tabled before Yom Tov. That's what this brisa says. So Mora says, now mani. Who does this brisa go like? Ilay me rabbonin. If you want to say it goes according to the rabbonin. That says what? That the chagig you bring on Erev Pesach does not have any din of korban Pesach. According to the rabbonin, it's a regular korban shlomim. So according to the rabbonin, are you allowed to break the bones? For sure you're allowed to break the bones. Because the chagig is a regular korban shlomim. There's only allowed not to break the bones of a korban Pesach. But this chagiga that you bring on Erev Pesach, pshit, you're allowed to break the bones. So now the person knows that he's going to have to use this kupis, this hatchik, tomorrow on Yom Tif, or today on Yud Dalet. Because he knows he's going to bring a chagiga, and the chagiga you're allowed to break the bones, so Masami is going to use this knife to break the bones. So according to Rabbonin, Maishin Asak and the Matzvil, why do we say for sure if you find the knife? The Baila for sure put into the mikveh yesterday, the Chaz Lepischom, because the person could use this knife to make the Shechita on his Korban Pesach. Kufis Nami, it should be the same Svara on this hatchik, on this butcher's knife. It should be the exact same Svara. Ho'achoz Lechagiga, any person that owns it, owns this butcher knife, he knows that tomorrow on Erev Pesach, I could use the butcher knife to chop up the Korban Chagiga, to chop up the bones. So he knows if it was Tamei, he should have put it into the mikveh on Yud Gimel, today that Yud Gimel by night will become Torah to use for Kachim, and on Yud Dalet you could use it. So why do we say if you find this kupis, this butcher's knife on the floor, on Yud Dalet, you say it's Tamei? Why? According to the Rabbonin, the owner knows for sure he's allowed to use it, so for sure he would have been tevel in the mikvah. So why do you say it's Tamei? Elolav, the Chur, you have to tell me, the Ben Taimahi. This brisa goes according to Ben Taimah. Ushmamina, this will be a raya then, that Yeshba Mishum Shvira Setzim. I'll tell you, Ben Taima holds on Erev Pesach, you can't use this butcher knife. You have no use for it. Because the Korban Pesach, you can't use, you're not allowed to break the bones. The Korban Chagiga, according to Ben Taima, also I'll tell you, you're not allowed to break the bones. Therefore, this kupis, this butcher knife, you have no use for it for Erev Pesach. When would you have use for it? On Yom Tov. Tomorrow on Yom Tov, when you have a Shalom Chagiga, a rather meat, then you'd be allowed to break the bones. But I'll call upon him, if you only want it for Yom Tif, you don't have to put it into the mikvah on Yud Gimel. You can wait till Erev Pesach and be tabled on Erev Pesach, and then you wait till the night time, and tomorrow you'll be allowed to use it. So then it'll be good as brisa. That's why it says if you find this butcher's knife on Yud Dalet Erev Pesach, you have to be afraid maybe it's still tummy. Maybe the owner didn't put it into the mikvah yesterday, because the owner has no use for it at all today. Why not? Because according to Ben Taima, the Pesach and the Korban Chagiga, you cannot use a butcher's knife. You're not allowed to cut the bones. So according to Shabirai, according to Ben Taima, you're not allowed to break the bones. So Gemara says, Elo lav de Ben Taima, shmamino. Yesh no mishosh rios etzim. So Gemara says, Lo, no, maybe you have no raya from here. I tell you, liyerlam rabbonin. Maybe this price here goes according to rabbonin. So the question was then, if it goes according to rabbonin, why do we say the butcher's knife is Tomei? For sure the owner should have put it into the mikveh yesterday, because today on Erev Pesach he could use it to chop up his Korban Chagiga. The Teretziz, the Kugoyin, Shabu B'Shabbos. We're talking about now Erev Pesach this year was on Shabbos. And on Shabbos you don't bring a Korban Chagiga. The only Korban that's Zeich Shabbos is only the Korban Pesach. And the Korban Pesach itself, you can't break the bones. So for sure this person has no use to use this kupitz on Shabbos. That's why you have to be afraid it's still Tomei. Maybe even according to Rabbonin. But since we're talking about on Shabbos you can't bring a Korban Chagiga. So the only Korban is the Korban Pesach. That's why you have to be afraid he wasn't tabled, he didn't put the knife into the mikvah. Of course, he can't use it today. So tomorrow, no, that can't be. For me, the Tony Seifer, since the Seifer of this Brisa says, Chal Arbo Salias B'Shabbos, what's going to be the case that Erev Pesach is Shabbos? Then we say, Shechet Bo Miyad. If you find the knife today also, you could use it right away in Shech, because for sure the owner yesterday put it into the mikvah. Uvechamish also, if you find it on the first day Yom Tif, is also Shechet B'Miyad, because for sure they were table it before Yom Tif. Nimt says, Kupitz, Keshur L'Sakin, let's say you find this butcher's knife that's tied on to the Sakin, to the Shechet's knife, then a Reyu K'Sakin. Then it has the same halacha like the Sakin, only because the Kupitz is tied on to the Shechet's knife. But let's say it's not tied on, then no, if it's separate, then the kupitz we say, some of the bailam did not put it into the mikvah, and therefore it's tummy. But our kopar makashri is, mechlal de reisha la b'shavas askinen. If the seif is talking about the Erev Pesach Shabbos, mashma the reisha, this braisa, is not talking about Shabbos. And still, what does the Reish of the Braisa say? That if you find this butcher's knife on the floor on Erev Pesach, you still say it's Tomei. Why is it Tomei? L'chura, according to Rabbanan, you could bring a chagiga, you could use the butcher's knife to chop off the carpet chagiga. So why didn't the owner put it into the mikveh yesterday? L'chura, you have to bring a raya. It goes according to the Ben Tema that says the chagiga you bring on Erev Pesach, again, you can't chop the bones. So you have no use for this butcher's knife. That's why he did not put it. It was Tomei. That's why the Bialim didn't take care of it before Yom Tov, because he doesn't need it for Erev Pesach. He didn't take care of it before Erev Pesach. Samar says, no, maybe there's another teretz yet. No, there's no raya. V'yela, I'll tell you, shebobim ruba. This price is talking about a davka when there was enough meat. So Drashi